no, baby. Oh, God.
Oh, no.
We are back again doing another Oh No Radio show, ladies and gentlemen.
It's a celebration.
Bitches.
Couldn't be happier than to be in a room with beautiful people such as yourselves.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm in a good mood. I'm going to be nice tonight.
Thank fuck.
I'm going to be nice tonight, I think.
Are you sure?
No. It's probably going to change in about 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Are we recording and everything?
We're recording. We're live. We're
all
good.
Right.
We're everything
okay.
is
I just
actually.
Want to make sure.
Yeah. It says we're on the internet, so
it'll probably be crappy. But you know what? It's going to be the best goddamn show ever.
It is. I agree.
This is what we do
in studio tonight for the Oh No Radio show. I have my good friend Ty.
Hey,
he's tall.
I got my good friend Duncan.
Hey, yo.
He's got tattoos.
I do,
and. Of course. Well, not of course.
Not of course. But
not of course. But for the first time in a very long time, Kelsey's in studio. Hi, Kelsey.
Hello. I am actually back.
You are
Yay.
Actually back. She
Yay.
She's
joined alive.
Us again. No, it is good to be back for another edition of the Oh No Radio show. And I'm your host, Owen. And I guess we'll be taking this magical journey tonight together. If you have never listened to the Oh No Radio show before, we are a loosely termed comedy podcast.
Very loosely
with emphasis on talking shit and me ranting and complaining. And how else would you describe it, Duncan?
That's about it.
It's kind of like song in that movie Lion King where they go all Hakuna Matata. It's kind of like that.
I mean, we are kind of like the scumbag Hakuna Matata.
The scumbag Hakuna. I don't even know what that means.
We should make a cover, but make it like relevant.
I want to be Timon. Can I be Timon?
Yes.
Yeah, you gotta have some bravado.
He would be Timon. Yeah, out of the three of us, you would. Be
I would
Timon.
Be Timon. All right. So who's the fatty then?
Well,
who's Pumbaa?
Pumbaa?
Yeah,
Al Pumbaa. Maybe
you're Pumbaa. I don't know. I was
Am
leaning
I
towards. Well, who's Simba? Yeah,
that's the real question.
That's the real question.
Like out of me and the tall man, who's Simba?
Oof. I mean, he
I
doesn't
don't know if I want the pressure.
No, I think it's Ty. I think Ty is the Simba.
Ty is the Simba.
He's got the hair for it. He's got
the mane.
He's got a mane.
It's a short mane now. But.
I feel like for lions, Simba was also kind of a tall lion. That might be a stretch, but he definitely grew up to be a handsome man. You know.
Well, once again, thank you for calling me beautiful and handsome.
That's true. And then, and so basically, what you're saying is that I'm a fucking warthog voiced by Nathan Lane.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I can accept that.
Yeah.
It could be worse.
Or am I the warthog voiced by Nathan Lane? I don't know. Timon is—he's the skinny little runt. Like he's cut, but he's like wants to fight everything.
No, I mean definitely like out of the two of us, I'm Pumbaa and you're Timon.
Okay, well I'm glad we.
Was Nathan Lane?
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Who was Pumbaa? Yeah. Pumbaa was some other dude.
He had like the raspy voice. I don't know.
He's really like. Yeah, that.
God damn it.
Lion King, yes.
Yeah. It's coming out the gate with Lion King tonight. I love it.
Yep.
I love it.
The cycle
of life.
You love you, Elton.
By the way, you can call the Oh No Radio show. We have that capability. So if There's you want to do that.
Yeah. With a phone.
With
or
a phone or. Even your Skype, perhaps.
Internets.
You can do so at 3. Hang on. Nope.
That is awful. Don't even do that.
I don't know.
I found it, by the way. I found who it was.
Oh, hey. 3 motherfucking 2 born. 3-3-2-0-1-8-6.
We always get Satan to read the number off for you guys.
He
you
loves know. This show.
It's his favorite. He did. He calls me all the time.
Yeah, he's a chatter.
He is.
Well, he can't forget the number.
Yeah, Yeah. it'll eventually get in your head.
By the way, Simba was voiced by Jonathan Taylor Thomas and Ernie Sabella.
Oh, my God.
I mean, Pumbaa. I would say you're the Jonathan Taylor Thomas of this podcast.
That's
you
are the young Simba.
You are
though.
The JTT.
The older Simba was. Oh my God!
Yeah, that was the little Simba. I don't know who the old Simba
was. It
was
Ferris Bueller, but I can't think of his real name.
Oh, it's Matthew Broderick.
Yeah, that's
the old
Simba.
No.
Simba.
No,
Jason Weaver.
What?
Who's Jason Weaver?
He's
not
a black
Matthew
dude.
Broderick. No.
Yeah, I was gonna say he's not
he
Matthew
is in
Broderick.
The movie somewhere then. I know he does one of the voices.
Simba. No, you're thinking of.
No, he is Simba. No, she's right.
What?
She's right.
What?
He's old Simba.
He's
yeah.
What?
Matthew Broderick.
My mind is blown.
Yeah.
Also, no.
Matthew Broderick, Simba, Mufasa, James Earl Jones.
Okay,
Jeremy
well, yeah, that.
Irons, Rowan Atkinson was Zazu.
Yes, that is what, yes.
No.
Zazu.
I think of all the characters, Ty would be Rafiki, though.
I would love to be Rafiki.
Oh,
man.
My God. Yeah, yeah,
the
yeah.
Baboon.
It's not a lot of talk that Rafiki has, no. But I would totally.
But it's the laugh
I would jam that.
And, like, he's just
ow! That's mocha.
He's always like swinging out of the trees and shit. Like he's just
yeah, out. He's fucking everywhere.
But there's also a deep wisdom in the Rafiki.
There is, and he's also the medicine man.
Yeah,
you know, he's yeah. Sort of like
very true.
If
do you know that Cheech
the witch
was in
doctor.
That movie?
Who's Cheech what? In it?
Cheech was Banzai.
I can't remember.
I don't know
is,
what
is that
Banzai?
One of the
I think it's one of
hyenas?
The hyenas. Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That's funny. I remember Ed, right?
Which was Jim Cummings.
Who is?
I don't know.
Are the internet's calling?
He was in the Tigger and Pooh movie. He was in Shrek. He was in Pooh's Half a Lump movie.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's awesome.
He grew up in Youngstown, Ohio. I'm so sorry.
Oh, Youngstown.
Fucking Youngstown.
I bet you'll never guess who.
Jack Bender?
Who texts me right now.
Jack Bender.
Watching, listening at work. Volume is so loud. Well, turn it down then, motherfucker.
God damn it, Bender.
I mean, I'm not sending
are we
that
peeking?
Much.
Are
Jesus.
We peeking?
No, I'm not peeking on that, motherfucker.
I could peek.
Fucking A. We can is that peek. Better? Is that better, Bender?
Do you want me to
better?
Get wild?
God damn it.
Mother
is this too much
fucker.
Sexy?
It does prove we are live, though, and so, you know, cheers to me
yeah,
on
cheers.
That one. On that
well,
one.
Thank
oh,
God.
I'll drink to
I'll
that.
I'll drink to that.
Of course you will.
Guys.
I'll drink some of this peach tea to that.
I have an announcement to make.
You're gay, we know.
No, no. Oh. And it's something we all need to be very, very concerned about.
Penises?
This has been an
net neutrality? I finally watched
no,
that video.
No. Oh, that's good. Week and a half later after I asked you to watch it. But whatever, you know. No big deal. Anyway, no, what I was going to say is this is something that's been plaguing my life off and on for a long time, and we're under attack.
Ooh, I know what it is.
Bag ladies?
Ladies and gentlemen. The snakes are back.
Oh.
What?
They have rejoined.
It's about the time.
Yeah, okay. So, day after I mow the lawn, it's a beautiful day. Well, it's hot as balls, actually. Didn't rain all day. Hot and fucking summer in Florida gets, right? I get, Teresa's like, watch. Oh, it's a snake. Fuck, goddamn it. And it's over a good, if I can keep distance between me and the snake, I'm not terribly worried, right?
Yeah.
Well, a little bit of time goes by, a couple minutes.
Are you telling me the snake like stalked you and came after you?
No. A couple minutes go by.
No, another snake. But probably.
Another snake.
Uh-oh.
The distractor.
From basically around the corner, then comes out. And he's a little more erratic, you know? He's got more
distractor,
movement.
He's doing his job.
All right. Then
the third one,
a third
the one,
one
you got to worry about
shows up.
Yeah,
it's the one.
So we're sitting, and it's all it happens quick too, like within like 30 seconds, like snake, and then another snake,
hey.
And then another snake.
Hey,
like,
hey, what's up?
What
hey.
Is going on right now? So I got like this one really brash one. I got I'm all like I'm out of my chair by this point. Teresa's like.
Gone inside.
Playing,
said,
no.
Fuck
she's
this.
No. She's playing it cool. She's still sitting there. I'm just like, I don't like these things. I'm like standing now. Though. Like I'm trying to be bigger than the snake to like scare it off, make movements.
Yeah, of course.
You know, get out of here. And the one starts darting across the yard, and the yard is real like about as cut as I ever will get it. You know, with my mower.
Yeah.
And I can see everything perfect. You know, I can see right. him, and he is going straight, like, horizontal to me. Like if I'm looking at it, he's perpendicular to me, like, in a straight line. Yeah, like, coming across from my fence line. No. Like, if I'm... I guess it would be, but, like, if I'm standing facing outward, you know...
Yeah.
Then he's coming from, like, my peripheral left to right. So, like, almost the perpendicular inner crossing. You know what I mean? All of a sudden, he gets to right where our chairs are and stuff. And we are. And he does perfect, dramatic, 90-degree turn to the right and starts darting towards us. And and at that point, I was, fuck this. I'm fucking in the house. Now, I had an umbrella by the door. And we both run inside. And now all these snakes are going crazy, right? Like, one's, like, darting behind my chair. I'm, like, trying to whack it with the umbrella. And they are... I can't see the one anymore. One's fucked off. The laziest one, the first one we saw. He's gone away. And now there's two, and the one is like kind of like doing the whole, like, he was so stupid he just kind of kept going, went straight into the wall, and once the wall, like, turned him in another direction, but it turned
that was probably the one that you would hit with the shovel.
Probably. It's the stupid one. He's the stupid one.
It went retarded because you hit him with a goddamn shovel.
Last year, I think.
Yeah.
About this time, probably. Anyway, the direction the wall turns him is towards my toolbox, where there's a gap in the wall because of a pipe, and he, like, perfectly goes in this gap.
Of course he does.
So, little time goes by. I'm like, I'm whacking it. I get him out.
I'm whacking it.
Little time goes by, and I'm just whacking it. That's all I'm doing. I'm just sitting there, and I'm whacking it.
What I'm actually doing is using my umbrella to, like, bash against...
What are you, Mary fucking Poppins?
Well, I don't have any...
Shoo!
I'm trying to shoo him away.
Shoo, snake. Away with you. Away with you, snake, you vile beast.
You serpent.
You serpents of the devil. Wait, now I don't know how I went from British to German. Sorry about that language shift right there.
Either way.
Either way.
They.
I'm picturing this in my mind.
I do chase them off, but 5 minutes goes by, and I'm like, all right, I'll sit down. And I can't relax. I'm sitting at him. I'm just looking at the fucking, you know, constantly just looking at the...
you paranoid son of a bitch.
But the toolbox where I know they can pop out of, and, like, looking at the fence, and I'm just trying to... I'm trying to relax, and I can't.
You're trying to not think about the fact that the three of them are probably sitting somewhere together plotting. They're like, you know what we should do? We should fuck with Owen.
It's kind
of
fun.
That's what we should do. Like, it is kind of fun.
Now, keep in mind, there was...
flying out of the...
There was a larger, a medium, and a smaller snake. So I can,
of course they were. A mama, a papa, and a baby.
Right? So one of them decides then, as I'm sitting down.
Black snakes?
They're fucking black snakes.
Like little black racers.
They're like that big.
Yeah.
They're fucking creepy as shit. I hate them. God. So another one pops out from the fence line. I'm like, God damn it. Freaks me out. That one then just goes back away when I freak out. Then Teresa's like, okay, you want me to change seats with you so that she's closer to the toolbox?
Do you want me, because I have the fucking penis in the family, do you want me to kill it with my bare hands, you fucking vagina? Is that what she said?
That's what she probably should have said. But
it's in my mind. That's what she's saying right now.
She is considerably less freaked out by him.
She's considerably more masculine than you are.
Either way, we sit down about... 10-15 minutes go by. We're having a good chat. We're talking.
No snakes. Snake-free zone.
I'm a little more relaxed.
A little bit of beer.
Yeah. She turns her head. She looks slightly down. And there is one right next to the chair with his head fucking it, like, sticking up, like, out of the grass. Just like,
hey, guys.
What are you doing?
And she just looks down and goes, oh, fuck this.
So the both of you are like, nope.
So those are the snakes.
They are stalking you, though.
They're totally stalking us.
It's fun for them. It's awesome. A game.
No, I think that's
sort.
Great.
So here's the thing, then, too, because we've seen it also, like, when it was raining, I've seen it like graze the inside of our like laundry room shed area. And he goes like under kind of neath the door because the door's not flush to the, you know, the cement.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I'm like, oh, one of these days I'm going to open that thing up and there's going to be fucking like a family of them just like chilling.
I saw snakes bang on one of my porches.
Oh, that's like, they weird. Do they just roll around together?
They do the same kind of slither. Like it goes pretty quick back and forth and they're fucking rolling around and shit. You're like, wow.
Ugh.
Yeah.
We had to let them bang, though. After they were done banging, we chased them out. But
you had to watch it.
There was no real stopping it. It was just kind of wild. But
yeah,
they weren't going to hurt. Like, you know, we opened the door. We didn't really have to do anything, but just kind of put a broom at it. And they're like, okay, later. We banged.
We banged. We did it.
Well, I keep watching out now, too. Now, it'll be a week Saturday. It's Thursday. It'll be a week Saturday. Since this happened, so you know, and we haven't seen a sign of them since. Like, I haven't seen not one of them. Huh. So, also, what I'm thinking too is was it feeding day? They ate, and then you know how it's kind of like they're lazy, aren't they? Lazy as fuck. Like they kind of just like they eat and they don't have to eat for quite some time. Like snakes,
depends on how much they eat,
right? Yeah, I don't know.
Those black racer snakes don't eat that goddamn much.
I've seen them like eat lizards and shit.
It's not that much.
There's a lot of lizards and they can get them.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I think they eat all right. Like, I've seen how plump a couple of them, like, the black racers have gotten.
They'll eat rats and shit. Like, little rats,
yeah.
Mice.
Oh, yeah. Little mice and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, the question is, do I want mice or do I want snakes? And I'll go with the mice. I don't know. if I'm being honest.
I'd rather have snakes.
I just don't like them. I just don't like them. We have a friend, Kevin, from the factory, who I don't know if you saw today, caught a gator in his yard.
No.
He basically had a gator, a little tiny gator, foot and a half, in his suburban neighborhood yard. And he was able to get like a trash can and put it on top of it and put bricks on it.
This is crazy. Little
Kevin.
Yeah. Of course it was.
Yeah. And he puts a trash can on it, puts like a cinder block on top of it, and he calls animal control, and it's like a cop showed up and got it.
Yeah,
like yeah, but yeah, just
that's what cops have to do now. There's no actual crime to stop.
No,
in Florida.
Have you guys heard about the Tracy Morgan thing? That's going
on
right now.
You got into a video.
Yeah, I don't know if we. I haven't seen it,
but I heard about it.
Yeah.
The only thing I know about it is that for some reason my fucking HuffPost app decided that was breaking
important
news
right.
To tell me that Tracy Morgan was injured in a fucking auto accident.
Yeah.
I'm like, was
yeah.
he driving like a jackass?
No, he wasn't.
Well, that's good.
I think it was a Walmart truck. I'm not quite sure. It was a big company. But it was a trucker that hit him who had been up for like 36 hours or 24 hours or something. And it sounds like, I don't know, there could be more to it, but he hit, I haven't seen the video, but what I'm getting to is he hit Tracy Morgan's car. Tracy Morgan is in hospital. He was in a limo. He was being driven.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Like, so he was in critical, like, and I guess they're saying like, he's probably going to pull through, but it's probably going to fuck him up, you know?
Yeah.
So that's going to be crazy, and I hope he makes it, but apparently TMZ, have really taken it to a new level.
They have a video.
They have the video
Jesus
of the crash,
fucking Christ.
And they've released it.
Bunch of goddamn vultures.
Fucking vultures. And, a lot of Tracy Morgan's comedy friends.
But who's going after him? Like,
it's
Seth, was it Seth Rogen?
There's a few that are signing on. I think Lewis Black was the latest name I heard.
Oh.
Was signing on to basically they're petitioning it and like, no, take this shit down. I'm not sure who started it, but it's all big name guys.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it's really interesting to me, like, will they respond, you know? It's
fucking TMZ.
Yeah.
Paparazzi culture.
They don't need to be showing that. They don't really need to be showing that.
They really don't.
You can say things like horrific crash and that type of thing and paint the picture of what happened in reporting. First of all, I think it is so bad that you don't want to see it. You know, I think there's
enough stock footage in this country of like semi versus car accidents.
Right.
That everybody's aware of what happens when that equation is played out in real life, right?
Yeah.
So why do we need to show it?
Yeah.
Better question is, was it in L.A.? Like, fucking how?
No, I think it was in New York. Or New, maybe even Jersey.
Like, where did this... How is there footage of this?
I don't know all the details. Yeah. But, so yeah, how is there footage? I'm not sure. It might be surveillance footage for all we know. It could be...
ATM cameras.
Yeah. No. There's a million things now that...
Ugh. ATM camera.
You never know.
Have you been playing too much Watch Dogs?
is that what that game is all about?
Oh, it's all about hacking into cameras and stuff.
Oh, it's so good.
I recently got paid finally, which
was, oh, nice.
It was nice.
How much did you spend on the Lebowski store today, Ty?
Close to $50.
Yeah, nice.
That's not bad.
I couldn't help myself.
No, but
there was more I could have bought. But yeah. Anyways, it's tough. Like, when your bank account suddenly recovers and you're like, oh shit, I can do anything.
Woohoo!
I should not do anything.
No,
you shouldn't.
I'm trying to be respectable.
Responsible.
Respectable. I don't
know. No, fuck responsible.
But part of me wants to PS4 it and get Watch Dogs.
I mean, you can get Watch Dogs for PS3, I believe.
Yeah, I know, but I want
it.
You do want
it for PS4 because it is so much better. So much better.
I have no leg to stand on. I'm so not a gamer anymore. It's ridiculous. Like, I don't know that I would consider myself...
I definitely don't play like I used to.
Right.
I don't know that I would consider myself a gamer. I like video games. I'm pretty good at any video game I pick up. Like, I happen to have, like, a natural knack for video games.
Mm-hmm.
But... I won't lie, I do have a headset for my PS3
that I've only used
to talk to my friends. Like, I've never used it to talk shit to anybody. No, never.
Why?
Because I hate that shit. Like, I hate
it's
those,
hilarious.
I know, and I mute those motherfuckers. Like, I
well,
don't
it does
hear
get an. There's yeah. certain kids. Oh my god! Shut the fuck up! Like, your brain is just. Like, yeah. melting, so you go and you're like, all right, block.
But it's the stereotypical, like, 9-year-old that's yelling, faggot, fucking, you know.
Well, I mute everybody. It doesn't matter.
I enjoy listening to stupid banter, though. Like, it's hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't want to hear it.
That would be a fun experiment to do on the show. As the show.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like mystery science theater.
And then we can talk shit about, you know, the people we're playing against.
And then you guys
can play us. And there you go.
But we'd be really terrible, probably.
Yeah, but we would be awful at everything. I know. Actually, I would suck.
You'd ride our tails.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm not good at video games.
No, I'm okay.
I'm pretty awesome at video games.
Yeah.
I think it depends on the video game.
I get hog wild. It doesn't matter what video game. I get hog wild.
Now, do you guys like ever read like the manuals
and
stuff?
Sometimes.
Like you go in there and before you start a new video game, you
read
the
manuals.
It
used to be part
of
my mantra. Yeah, like I had a mantra that just like
taught yourself the game first.
You open the plastic a certain way. You make sure that it's all nice. Then you open that. You look through the booklet. You look at the disc. Make sure the disc looks good before, even though it's brand new.
Now this is the same. I used to have this same thing with CDs for sure. Yeah. For sure.
CDs too. I'm the same way.
Oh yeah. I would always, because I when I started buying CDs as well,
it was part of my deal because I wasn't driving yet. So, you know,
right.
Mom, you know, drove or whoever it was, and or it was maybe my brother, and we went to the mall or whatever.
Yeah.
And
but you'd get the CDs and you'd be able to read the book before you could listen to it.
Yeah, and you'd go through the whole thing and you'd take it off and you'd, you know, you'd be so annoyed with those fucking stickers that they put on the inside.
So good at taking those off.
I got good.
Yeah, I'm super good at
taking those. Came off all in one piece.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I'd put them, like I had something in my house. I think it was the site of an entertainment center that I like just was lining CD and DVD, like those security tags. Yeah. Like, and just
and when they did rip, you got fucking mad. You're like, fuck you and your cheap fucking plastic. Yep. Fuck you.
I also found that with those ones too.
I was angry.
I always felt like if an album had been like sitting on the shelves longer, does that make any sense?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
An older album, it was more likely to happen that it would, you know, because maybe, I don't know.
That does make sense, I suppose.
You know, the longer the vinyl breaks down or whatever. Jesus. It's fucking science, guys.
It's science talk here on the Ono Radio Show. That's what we do.
Science.
Talk about sciences.
Breasts. Penises.
God damn it.
Tentacles.
Tentacles and penises.
Why is nobody calling in, guys? That's what I don't understand.
I texted Tom.
You told him to call in.
You should tell Tom to call in. That's a mouthful. You should tell Tom to call in. You should.
That's not really that much of a mouthful.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
You're right. Threw myself off there.
I was going to say, you just had a problem with the English language for a moment. It's okay.
Hey, man.
No, it's fine.
What's the date? The 12th? Yeah.
Is it?
It is the 12th.
It is the 12th. Well, that's good. Teresa's finally off work at 9 o'clock. Teresa,
pretty
by
reasonable.
The way, been... She must be sleeping with another guy. That's really the only...
I mean, I've met you both. That's a likely assumption.
I would guess. I mean, we'll have a talk about it. Speaking of sex... This is a new one.
Wait, hold on.
You know.
No, before you go. You left out the best part of the snake story.
Oh, what did I miss? Something that I told you?
This happened. We were having one of our famous conversations.
Yeah.
And Owen's just like, well, I've got a samurai sword. And I was just like, yeah.
Why didn't you get that?
He goes, yeah, but I don't know where it is. And then I, without missing a beat, I'm like, well, then you don't have a samurai sword
then, do you?
So once again, we've established that the umbrella.
I mean, it's around here somewhere.
Yeah, no, it's just the umbrella is now your new samurai sword.
Yeah. I think I might have to use maybe one you of those were mic
so
stands.
Maybe you were so drunk that you thought that the umbrella was
No. I was actually, this was like first beer of the day. This is like, this is like sitting down and like trying to just relax for the, got my day off with Teresa, just going to relax.
Got your day off, so it's 11:45 in the morning.
And then it's fucking snake attack. You know, like
Snake NATO.
You know what we actually
snake
did?
NATO, Snakeception.
We decided to say fuck it, and we went around our friend Gina's house and went swimming in her pool.
Well, she was at work, no doubt.
Probably, yeah. Probably. Yeah, she was. Yeah. That's what we do now. We just pool crash. It's great. It's like our new hobby. I'm going to start doing it at your house soon.
I'm upset you haven't tried to pool crash us.
I'm going to pool crash your fucking face off one of these days. There's going to be like fucking chicks in bikinis and like
there's been naked women in my
pool.
You
don't know any chicks in bikinis.
Cabana, there's gonna be cabana, like there's gonna be a lot of
cabana boys.
Cabana boys, is that what's happening?
They're gonna walk around and give you drinks and stuff.
No, yeah, you would fucking have cabana boys. Of course you would.
And then there's gonna be lots of like swingy, like fun music. Like,
swingy, like fucking dicks in the breeze. From your cabana
wiener, why you gotta make wiener, everything wiener. Sexual? Why you gotta make everything
because
sexual?
Because you're talking about cabana boys and fucking. You're the one that did this. You did this to yourself.
Hey, I'm Jay. I'm 33.
You know how I'm obsessed with these with these sexual fetish.
God damn it, Owen.
I hate you. I found the newest one.
Yeah, of course you did.
This one is probably the greatest thing that's ever been.
I can't. And all I saw was the thing on the bottom of the fucking. Oh, for just a second, you motherfucker! All
right, here we go. Here, this sets itself up just fine.
God damn it!
Hey, I'm Jay. I'm 33. I'm from Chicago. I would say that I didn't ever aspire to be normal when I was a kid. My parents got divorced when I was.
You look 12. Like an alien baby.
Which is maybe why I didn't ever want to be a normal person.
There we go. It's the happy dog.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm a clown fetishist. One of my clown outfits.
A clown fetishist?
Wear anything.
Yep.
I've lived in like an underground kind of S&M world, like a fetish world.
There's a lot of juggalos.
I've played with razors, I've played with rope, I've played with cattle prods. It's one of my clown S&M toys. It's a cat of nine tails, but it's made out of balloons. Getting into the clown fetish.
Clown fetish.
Clown fetish.
Clown fetish.
Nice. Yes.
I'm excited in my pants.
Look at the state of him and this chick.
It's pretty hot, dude.
When they bang.
It takes some practice. I can go to a club and pick up anyone. I can't pick up anyone
eyes.
And get back to my place and be like, can I cover you in grease paint?
This guy looks like an ICP guy right now.
Doesn't he?
He looks like a sleazy clown.
No, he looks like a sleazy clown. He doesn't look like anything like ICP.
I don't want to see them a second time. I don't want to talk to them while I'm talking to them. Do I know I'm going to get what I want out of it? Absolutely.
You.
The fun thing about clown sex is there's really no rules. I got all the toys set out. Are you ready? Because the doctor is in. But there are a few things that you do need. Makeup.
Weirdos.
I like to make balloon animals because
weirdos.
I'm extremely talented.
Fucking weirdos!
Oh, shit.
Oh.
And then it's all up to you. Cream pies, seltzer water, juggling balls.
Juggling balls, glance to the region down below. What the fuck?
Is he gonna do it?
Would you fuck this bitch?
So far, maybe.
So far, maybe.
This is for you.
Is that her?
Yeah.
I made them.
She's mildly attractive, maybe.
Wait. Fucking too attractive for this fucking guy.
That's true.
This guy outside of the clown makeup is horrifying, let alone in that shit. And do you see the dildo noses? Do you see the...
Well, it helps. Shove your schnoz down there. Get wild.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah, girl.
Would you like to be a clown with me, maybe?
It's our first day, right?
I think a date is defined by painting each other up
first
in
date.
Making each other smile.
Oh my god.
She's so uncomfortable.
Like, cause a lot of people think it's a joke when I say I like clowns and I just got you a clown up. Is it weird?
Yes.
How do you even ask that?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know.
When Liz said that she doesn't
like
the clown fetish, I'm
so I won't be on TV
it.
If I
like
don't say
no,
yes.
Like, you like playing with makeup, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
But clown makeup, I don't think I've ever thought about that.
Well, maybe you should try it sometime.
Maybe you should try it, because I'm a weird fatty.
It might be fun, though.
What is happening?
You know what? You know, we have a friend that I think.
Why would you do this on your first date?
Sprite-like.
Yeah?
We have a friend that I think might have a clown fetish.
Oh, wow. I know who you're talking about.
So many similarities. No sleeves.
No sleeves.
No sleeves.
Slightly overweight, unkempt. Loves clowns.
And it's grease paint. It's all my favorite things. Just the smell
She's
of the
paint.
It's all my favorite things
now.
All in one. And I get a big old boner and I rub my cock against her grease painted face.
But feel wait, like Liz and I have more of a connection.
That's more
I've
juggalo
found
than
a camaraderie with someone.
Like, yeah,
which
yeah,
is,
that was
yeah.
juggalo.
Big and it's rare.
You happy?
That's not.
Oh yeah.
So they just met.
That was their first date, and he took her back to his apartment.
And you're telling me they had sex?
No. That doesn't. I don't know that they had sex, but he put her in. He sat her down in a chair, and he put clown paint on her.
Mm-hmm.
and dressed her up in like a clown outfit. Not a sexy clown outfit, kinda but not sexy. Like, well, a kind of sexy it's clown. Not sexy. Like a super sexy.
Ty's like, oh, she's a little.
I think, like, out of the three of us.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Tall Van what? Over here is going to be the one that's going to bang a clown.
I don't know. Kelsey might have a clown fetish.
Tentacles.
Too. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Definitely not clown.
Definitely not
definitely
clown.
Definitely not clown.
No.
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 There's many
no, because
different
all
things
clowns,
about it that
all clowns become Dr. Roxo.
What fascinates you about it?
It's... I love people like, all right.
You
all know who I used to be married to. Deathly scared of clowns.
Okay.
Like
okay.
If she were anywhere near a clown, it didn't matter how they were dressed. But like she'll like just sit on the ground and freak out.
Wow. Really?
You know, yeah.
Wow.
And she did like horror nights a couple times where she just like she had to bolt through the clown room. It was fun.
Yeah.
But I That's think that also hilarious. Motivates my
your desire to
yeah.
want to bang
to
El
bang
clown.
You want to bang your ex-wife
no
in a clown outfit
while she's terrified.
Has nothing to do with her. It just has to do with the fact
how
that
how did you come up with that
yeah
well, how could how you not come up with that? That's exactly what he was describing.
No, what how
that's what you wanted to hear.
That's true.
Yeah. Oh, my version's better anyway.
My version's better anyway. Fuck it. I don't care.
But some crazy bitch that looked pretty good in a clown outfit, you know? Okay, fine.
Fine. All right.
Fine. Do I have to dress up? I just want to smoke again and get wild.
Now, let's take it a step further.
They have
then clowns?
Sexual urges.
Oh no.
This is a little sure scientific Peter information about dolphins.
Thoughts along those lines.
Oh god.
Peter liked to be with me. He would rub himself on my knee or my foot or my
is
hand
a dolphin.
Or whatever and
that
I
is an old
that.
Bitch.
I wasn't uncomfortable with that. As long as it wasn't too rough.
Peter had caused Margaret some minor injuries on her legs and stuff of pushing like an obsessed suitor.
Like, come
in
on.
The beginning, when he would get rambunctious and have this need,
you don't...
I would put him on the elevator and say, you go play with the girls for a day.
This fucking dolphin is like just the horniest dolphin.
It's a rapey dolphin.
We got a rapey dolphin.
Rapey dolphin.
Peter the rapey dolphin.
if
she
you
has
are,
sex
if,
with it, doesn't she, though? She does.
Oh, God.
Yeah, she's
oh, God.
Noises.
I'm very happy.
As Peter's urges grew more frequent,
no.
The process of transporting him down to the two female dolphins to satisfy him proved disruptive.
I don't want to be with those female dolphins.
Oh, no.
And Margaret felt the best way of focusing his mind back on the lessons
she looked pretty good
was to relieve his desires herself manually.
It was just easier to incorporate that and let it happen. It was very precious. It was very gentle. Peter was right there. He knew that I was right there. Again, it was sexual on his part. It was not sexual on mine. Sensuous, perhaps. We were just
perhaps I
like okay, wait.
I might have gotten off. Just,
was she?
You know,
I know.
Every
she?
Other time.
No, was she was giving him an HJ, wasn't she?
Pretty much.
Is that what
I think it's like what they have to do, because what? Their penises are, they're inside and they pop
why
out.
Why are you at, like, why are you looking at me? I don't know how a dolphin cock works.
I don't
works.
Know how dolphin cock works either. Anybody
if you know
clue?
How a dolphin cock works,
please
call
the
show.
321-332-0186.
That's right. And please tell us how a dolphin cock works, because I don't fucking know how a dolphin cock works. But I'm assuming
there's
is,
a hole that you put, but there's a penis
like
in a hole.
Me.
Red rocket?
Yeah, a little bit like that. And
well,
you got
it sounds
kinda...
like yeah, it sounds like she's given an old fashioned to flipper.
Yeah. That's what it sounds like. She HJ'd the fucking dolphin.
She HJ'd the dolphin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a ZJ.
I had a friend
that gave HJs the dolphins.
It's a reach around a little bit.
No. That had a bunch of cats and was real sensitive to her female cat's needs, and they weren't spayed. Spayed. And she used to...
She'd finger bang her cats?
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't want to be right about that.
Yeah. It's... I don't know. Maybe it was that, or it was... I don't know, like the anal gland, something to do with that too. Like, you have to do something.
You milk the anal gland.
Yeah, something like.
How did this become like weird vet talk?
I don't know.
Okay,
I just thought it was similar to the
I have a friend
hand job of the dolphin.
Well, I have a friend that I thought used to fuck his cat.
Like, oh really?
He definitely like
what?
Like he would bring his cat everywhere with
what?
Him. Like, I'd be hanging out
what
with
what sort
my...
of a friend is this?
I say friend. It's an associate.
Okay.
An acquaintance. Okay. A dude I knew. He's a creepy dude.
Right.
But, yeah, like, I would remember hanging out with my buddy, and this dude would come over to acquire things. And he'd bring his cat with him. And I'm like, why are you bringing your cat over to this house? When we're just trying to get a buzz, you know what I mean?
Right,
like,
right.
Like, why are you bringing your cat over?
Come on, man.
Letting it run around for a half an hour while we smoke a bowl. And then fucking like, there's no need for that.
You're bumming me out, man.
And every time like.
With your cat. You're bumming me out
like,
with your cat.
Me and my buddy. No, me and my buddy would just be like, I swear to God, he puts his fucking dick in that cat. Like, the cat would just try so hard to get away from him every time. Yeah.
You can't, can you? I mean, not that I would, but, oh, God.
I'm sure you can.
Oh, man.
I'm sure it's happened.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
That's just.
Yeah, it is. But, I mean, if you're hung like a golf pencil, it's not, you know, like, that's different. Like.
Maybe that's why Asians love cats.
No, they eat cats.
And fuck them. Before they eat them.
Is that why Chinese food tastes so good?
Our Twitterverse how dolphin junk works.
There you go.
Yeah. Please, someone let us know. I would love to know.
By the way, we're at
the
real ONRS on the Twitter sphere of things.
That's honestly like the extent, really, of that dolphin-ness. I just wanted to share, some lady gave a dolphin a hand job.
She seemed so okay with it too. He enjoyed it.
Yeah, no, he loved it.
I thought
she was
gonna get penetrated
though.
I was hoping that she was gonna get penetrated.
There's no penetration.
Damn it.
No.
Well, I mean, there might be penetration. We just don't know if there was penetration or not because they just made it sound like it was fucking.
He was a sexually frustrated dolphin. Now the problem is
I love Twitter.
What's going on the Twitter?
Well I got to bring it up. Hold on.
Okay. Give a shout out. Give a shout out.
I think
out.
We got retweeted.
That's good.
That's good. We've been getting retweeted and favorited.
From Science Watcher.
Nice. Yeah, because we're a science podcast. Yeah,
we are.
I
shut
hashtagged
the fuck up.
On science. Yeah. Whatever. Fine.
We should do a science segment each week, and we'll learn a little bit more about science. We can just ask Twitter how something works, and they'll give us the answers. That would be awesome.
Well, the fact that they retweeted it and people know science that follows science people.
Yeah.
You know, we might get an answer.
We might get an answer. Jesus.
Probably not.
That's good to know, though. That's good
I want
to
know how the junk works. Does it red rocket totally?
How does the females work, too? I mean,
it's just a vagine.
You got to penetrate.
I think a lot of fish have like hooky dicks, too.
Do they?
Yeah. A lot of fish have kind of hooky dicks. I think.
You have no fucking idea. You are just making
shit
up.
You probably made that up, but...
I think it sounds right. How else are they going to stick together? Like, they're all blowing around and shit, like, in the current.
You think it's on top of it, and its dick just hooks underneath it?
I think they kind of, like, do an upside-down thing.
Yeah.
Like and then he's
but he's got the straight on hard on.
But they have a hooky dick.
But
they have a hooky dick to keep them together from drifting apart.
Why is they got a hook?
Seahorses have dicks like that. I know for fucking sure. You can look that shit up.
Why do you know for sure?
I don't. I think that's right. That's all I'm saying.
I think that's right. It went from I know for sure to I think that's right.
I don't know. There's some animals that I know have hooky dicks. Maybe it's ducks.
Maybe that's just you.
No, like there's definitely animals. Like it's designed, like it's almost got like a barb. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
That it cannot be pleasurable for the female, but it's basically it's the ultimate rape tool. It's you cannot get away until it's done. And it, like, let us know
you
if
were
you
so
know.
Curious about that? You're like, wow.
Is it the ultimate?
I mean, the ultimate rape?
I'm not a rapist. The ultimate in rape tool efficiency. I need to try all the rape tools to know for sure.
Yeah.
I'll write it all down.
It's
in
a good
paper.
Band name.
I'll write it all down. The ultimate rape tool.
Ultimate rape tool.
And my rape journal.
Get some stats.
Let me just write that down.
Well, there'll be volunteers, though. They'll know they're going to get raped pretty hard.
You voluntarily.
Yeah.
What do you guys think of this World Cup coming back?
I don't care.
Is it happening already?
First game was today.
I thought, wow. I did see something about that. I normally kind of get into it.
It's fun. It's good, man. I like seeing it. It's, you know.
It's probably good, I guess.
It's all quality.
It's in Brazil, right?
Well, it's. No, it's not. It's actually terrible.
No, it is in Brazil.
Oh.
Why is it bad?
Because it's fucking their country. They're getting raped economically right now.
Really?
Like, yeah. Totally butt-fucked by FIFA and...
There's Budweiser. And Budweiser. By Budweiser.
Yeah.
Budweiser.
Budweiser is a big part of it. Yep. Yeah.
Is this what you wanted to talk about?
No. I just...
I don't know anything about that.
I'm excited about it. I still like the World Cup.
Okay. A few years ago, Brazil banned drinking...
In stadiums
during soccer games.
Because of violence.
Lots of violence. Yeah.
And not only violence, but deaths.
Yeah.
Well.
Like murders and shit. So what they did, that they banned it, and basically Budweiser and FIFA said no.
Yeah. FIFA, no. Budweiser's their biggest sponsor. They said, yeah, you can't get the World Cup unless you repeal this law.
Yeah. Unless you make it so that we can sell beer in the stadiums.
Yeah.
Has it fucked them since doing that?
Well, there's one game so far. One game so far. People were dying a lot, yes.
Really?
And
today?
Yes.
No, not today. Like in the past.
In the past, before they outlawed it. People were dying a lot.
Yeah.
There were like three at a game.
Very, very regularly.
Yeah.
So that being the case, then there was what? There's this stadium that they built basically in the middle of a fucking city that you can't get to anyway by Amazon.
And we'll do no good basically once the World Cup's over.
Nobody.
There's no team there. There's no reason for it to be there. It serves no
purpose. There's no infrastructure for the stadium like that.
No, it's...
And basically, well, like, they have to helicopter weird. People in yeah. for the four games that are going yeah. to be played
four
in the
games.
Stadium. Like, there are no roads getting people there. You either have to fucking come in on the Amazon River or be helicoptered
yep.
in.
Like, it's stuff that just you can't make up. And ultimately, yes, the World Cup will bring revenue into Brazil when it's here. But as soon as they're gone, it's going to be a drain. They stand to lose more money than they will make. They stand to lose money on
having
the World
Cup in
their country.
Yeah, because it was like the stadium in random buttfuck nowhere was $150 million.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The figures are ridiculous. Yeah. And that's what you have to do to get a World Cup in a place, you know? But. Yeah. For whatever reason, they're there, and FIFA is, you know, pretty much one of the most corrupt organizations on the planet. So it's unfortunate they're the ruling body now of football. But Mark's, we need to talk, stop this, because Mark definitely has run his car off the road. He hates football talk, and he will just be
really.
And if he hears us talking about it,
no.
He's
for all
be,
you Americans, we're talking about soccer.
Yeah, we're talking about soccer.
Yeah,
we're talking exactly. about soccer, and my complete and utter no fucks given attitude about it. I don't care about soccer. It's not soccer cast for me. It's more talking about the corrupt body that runs something.
Right.
That's what I find more interesting.
Oh, and absolutely. And FIFA is. It's a, you know, a terrible, terrible organization.
Yeah, it's all right. Just stay tuned for World Cup Qatar.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't believe they announced that. Like,
well, and Bill Clinton put his fist through the wall, apparently. Like, yeah. he fucking threw a cell phone at the goddamn mirror, like, when he got back to this hotel because of all that shit.
Bill Clinton,
because he was the one for, like, basically pledging, campaigning, essentially.
Campaigning to get the World Cup
in America, for the next one, and they went with that, and he fucking flipped his shit. Yeah, he flipped his shit.
I mean, I don't know if we're the best option, but I know we're better than
Qatar. Yeah. And Qatar is a place that you cannot play soccer there.
Dude.
They do not play soccer there.
Yeah. It's like 120
well, that,
degrees.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Normally.
Yeah. Again, another reason why FIFA is a fucked up organization.
Yeah.
What else are you going to do? Other than if you do like the game of soccer, you're still going to watch the World Cup because...
And if you don't like the game of soccer, you're not going to watch the World Cup.
Yeah.
So
and
it's
fine,
got
and
everything to offer for everybody. And, you know, like I'm happy that everybody... Like, I'm glad that everybody's got World Cup fever and everybody's super into it.
It's a nice patriotic thing, at very least. I do love that you rally behind your country. It's a similar thing that happens in the Olympics. And it's nice for us because it's something that America is...
Not good at?
Well, no, I wasn't going to say that because you guys have a really good team. You're probably better than England right now, who's, you know...
Well, yeah, but we're not like the... We're not the powerhouse in the world.
No, exactly. And it's nice to see you guys just not be like the best at something for once, you know? Like, you're that asshole kid that just...
That's just good at everything we do.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then you learned about soccer like, you know, 6 months ago and you're already on varsity and like, you know...
Yeah,
you know
you're a
I
freshman
mean?
Like, and you're on varsity.
Like, you fucking dick. Like, because you guys have gotten like astoundingly good in a short amount of time.
Well, yeah.
And it's... literally 15 years, you know, since the game started picking up like real traction here, you know, and in the last five, even tenfold that, you know, it's kind of, it's nice to see the game grow. I like it. I think it's fun. I think it's a good thing for America. And I think, you know, I think the more that people actually see good quality play, they will understand that this game is physical. This game is demanding. This game is not a little girl's sport, you know, like, and that's
David Beckham.
Well, and that's the problem with most Americans' understanding of soccer is the fact that you associate it.
We know Pele and David Beckham,
and other than that, you think it's a female's sport, and a lot of people all they see is their kids' soccer games. They don't go to see like real soccer games. You know what I mean? It's like they see their that game sucks because it's. Your kids fucking playing.
Yeah.
Go watch a real good quality soccer game and you will thoroughly enjoy it. Like there's an energy to the stadium. And I know that's not your thing, crowds and all that. I'm not saying necessarily
Duncan. I know that.
I think as a general rule, anybody that's, and I'll say the same for hockey. Hockey is great. If you've never been to a hockey game, go see one. It's just both fun environments, you know, great sports to see live. And any sport live is going to be more interesting because you get the feel of it. But soccer in particular, if you're in a good stadium and you got it, you know what I mean? It's got a soccer and hockey, I think. If you got a good group, really quality sports to see, I mean – has there ever been a sport that you've enjoyed watching live, or have you like?
I like football.
You went to football games when you were a kid.
I've gone to football games. I've gone to baseball games too. And when I was a kid, I was more inclined to enjoy baseball.
Yeah,
games.
Going to a baseball game is. You know,
I've been a couple of times and enjoyed
it. I can't watch baseball. On
TV. I can't either.
Like I would, and it was always because I won free tickets by doing something good in school. You know what I mean? Like fucking X amount of books and you win 4 free tickets. Whatever. So, like, I would go to a lot of Chicago White Sox games, and they wouldn't be, like...
me too, actually.
Yeah, they wouldn't be, like, the best seats in the world, but, you know, you'd get to go to a ball game, and...
They would never give away Cubs tickets, though.
No, never give away Cubs tickets. White Sox tickets. So you get
White Sox all day, man.
All day.
Why, are they the shittier team?
Yeah.
Well, not always, but the Chicago... is a Cubs town.
Right, right, right.
White Sox, there's White Sox fans everywhere. Too.
Yeah, like I'm
Don't
a White Sox
wrong.
Fan.
Oh, really?
But it's still fan. A Cubs town. Like, yeah. It's, you know, it's the, like the there's Cubs, a reverence
the
to
Cubs
it.
Are the like, are the team, are Chicago's team. Like, they're the North Side. Like, they're when you think of the city, that's like, it's the Cubbies. South Side of Chicago is the White Sox town,
which is a lot,
yeah, gangster yeah. side. It's more a lot more working class, a lot mm-hmm. more fucking black and Latino, and you know, it's got it's
is that the older side? Is that like not necessarily? No.
No, no, not necessarily. Like the Cubs and the White Sox have been around for.
Cubs were around longer,
okay. But they've both okay. been around for since the early 1900s.
I'm still so surprised with you guys, though, based on where you grew up, that like hockey never.
I love some Blackhawks too, man. I went to really? Multiple Blackhawks games growing up.
Oh yeah, I love it. Hockey
dad,
games. As
my
a
dad
kid,
was
I,
a big,
oh,
big hockey fan, and he played a little bit growing up, but mm-hmm. I was never good at ice skating.
The reason I never got into hockey, yeah, like
I can roller skate pretty well, but
couldn't
ice
do that
skating?
Either. I cannot skate of any kind.
I can't roller skate. I can inline and ice skate.
I can ice skate.
I can, but I'm not good at it.
Yeah.
Can't roller skate. Can't roller blade. Nothing.
No, that shit, no.
None of that shit.
We used to do that all the
can't
time.
Can't skateboard.
So
ice skating?
Ice skating was the one I couldn't do, but I could do roller skating and roller blading.
Mm.
I can't do any of that. My mom, none of my family was into that shit, so I had no exposure to it. And, you know, like my family, we're not hockey fans. Like, we watch football.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bears.
The Bears.
They're Bears.
The Bears.
What do you think? About time for break.
Dicka.
Sausage.
Sausage. Sausage.
Yeah, I mean, it's about
right. It's about right.
It's ish.
I don't know. Boobs.
It's ish.
Boobs.
That's about a full hour, really. It's close
wow.
to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give or take.
Oh, what am I in the mood?
It's not
for?
The worst in the world.
Give me something sexy.
Man.
Sexy funky. This. Give me that funk.
You guys hate this shit.
You son of a bitch.
I don't care.
What is this terrible song?
Right?
It's fucking Kids and Explosions. Is that what it's called? Yeah, Kids and Explosions.
It's a band?
Yeah, I've played this before on the show.
They make music?
Yeah.
That's certainly not what I would classify this as.
It's something. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be back in just a few minutes with the second segment. We're going to take a few minutes and probably step outside, get a, you know.
I'm going to get as far away from this horrible music as I can.
Get a cup of coffee.
Is this Trill Collins? Sounds like Trill Collins. Give me Trill Collins.
Dude, you wait till it drops, nigga. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Is that M?
Yeah. This whole album is made with samples.
You love Eminem, don't you?
It's a free music project, and it's actually really quite clever if you listen to this, the whole thing. But
Duncan did the 8 mile walk. He walked all 8 miles.
Yeah, he did.
I only got shot 4 times.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, this is the Odo Radio Show. We will return in a few. We love you. And, yeah, definitely try and give us a call in the next segment.
We know you won't.
But, you know, give it a shot. Do it. Hey, everybody. We are back.
A little second segment action of the Ono Radio Show. A
little bit.
Nice little break. Got a nice cup of coffee. Ready to go for the rest of the show.
You didn't drink coffee.
Oh, I drank all the coffee, man. Made a full pot. Should have seen me. You might have been noticed. I've been looking through this magazine.
With the gear?
Break, yeah.
The pro gear?
Been looking up all the gears right here.
Yeah.
Dude, it's amazing what they have in here. They got some microphones in here. They got some stuff that we need here on the show. I was thinking maybe a wireless microphone setup so that we could even go outside and do things outside. Plus, we get rid of some wires, you know. We can do that sort of thing. We always need compressors. I mean, I'm sure we could use a lot of the stuff in this magazine. I've been flipping through, you know, this Pro Gear Sweetwater. And it makes me realize
I've ordered through Sweetwater before,
that we need to tell people if they want to.
There's a way you can help us.
If they want to help the show, they can.
Which they should want to help the show. They should want us to get better.
They should want us to have better equipment, and they should want us to be able to improve the product we already have.
Absolutely.
The end of the day, guys, you can go to the website, and on the right-hand side of the website, there's a little button there that you can go and you can click on it, and it's tied to PayPal, and you can use your credit card.
That's right.
Imagine that. You can use your credit card, your debit card.
It says Donate.
It says Donate, yes.
It says Donate. It is Italian.
It's very Italian.
I'm not quite sure what it means other than
give me money.
But there's a suggested donation of $20. I'm not saying that, you know, you need to donate 20, or I'm saying that, you know, if you want to donate 100 or 2 or, you know,
whatever,
a couple thousand.
Yeah, you donate whatever you feel
that you should for the show.
You know, even $10 is okay.
I'll take $10. I mean, you don't, but really you should be donating 20.
Right, or 1,000.
Or more. And with every donation above $6, we will send you at least one Ono Radio show sticker.
Absolutely.
Honestly, we'll send you a couple. I think that's my new thing, guys. I think we need to get these stickers out there.
Love.
You know, we've had a couple of purchases, not huge numbers on the purchasing, but that is also something we need to say as well, is that yes, there is a button on the show's site as well. There's a page. If you go to the right, there's a little thing that says
merch.
Store, I think it says.
Yeah.
And you go over there, you click on that, and it shows you the one product that we have.
The one current product that we have, yes.
It is $6, and it is a sticker. It is $6.
$6.
That's for shipping. The dollar, okay, dollar extra for shipping. And it is $6.
You greedy motherfucker.
No, in all honesty, if you do make that order, it doesn't say it on the site, but I throw in 3-4 stickers for you. You get a few stickers. Come on, I'm not just throw in the one. I'm not that much of a prick, but it's like a sticker pack.
but kind of that much of a prick.
And you'll get a little handwritten note from me and Duncan and Ty. We'll all sign it.
We will.
And yeah, you get a little piece of Ono Radio Show memorabilia, you know.
Somebody's semen.
Paraphernalia.
You don't know who's semen, but somebody's semen will be in there. Just a little
dab. We'll seal the envelope with it. Yeah. It's not going to be yours, unfortunately, because you don't get any anymore.
Well, you didn't have to tell them. They didn't all... They might have.
We can mix it with a little water.
How about we just mix ours together, and a drop of one of Ty's tears
sounds appropriate.
And then we use one of those little brushes that you brush your cupcakes with, you know, or whatever, the pan with, you know, the little batter brush, and you just we'll take that and we'll put it in the mixture, and then we'll seal the envelope instead of licking it. We'll seal the envelope with it. And that's what everyone will get.
Owen will probably still lick it, but
mixed with bodily fluids. If you order stickers, mixed
courtesy
with
of the
our
Radio
own
show.
Personal mixture of DNA.
Yep,
a mixture of our DNA.
Sold.
Do tears have DNA?
Yeah, sure.
Do they?
It's got some of your essence.
Yeah,
in there.
Yeah, I would imagine so. But I've never heard of somebody like harvesting, you know, on a crime scene there with
tears, like, but I imagine if you, like, if you were to cry, like, be super crying, right, and like you were rubbing it into your shirt, do you think they could get DNA like they would, like, if you were bleeding a little bit and you bled on a shirt, or
actually
if
tough.
You got semen
know,
on, like, I don't know, like, I don't know if tears work the same way. I agree that they probably contain DNA.
It's like a saline, salty water.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, I
think it's very minuscule.
A lot of science-y questions tonight on the show.
Yeah, seriously.
Should tweet that one, too.
Yeah. Can you get DNA from tears? I want to know these things. I just figure if we've got the internet that we're basically doing a show, you know, like, why not ask them? Why not ask the people out there about these things? And maybe we won't get it this show, but I think we'll get an answer eventually.
Maybe.
You know?
Maybe.
I would love to think so, anyway.
We will eventually get an answer when one of us remembers that the question was asked.
Yeah. Now, Duncan.
Owen.
We talked about the Tracy Morgan thing earlier, and the fact that there are a bunch of comedians, you know, bashing on TMZ. Do you feel as there's a little bit of something that bothers me about the whole issue? I'll tell you what it is. I'm not entirely sure. Like, this, first off, why would TMZ be posting it if it wasn't already, if it wasn't a celebrity? And doesn't this happen every day, right?
Yeah.
And what I don't quite get is that even though they're taking this noble stance, aren't they essentially using the media in this to the same degree that they're accusing? Like, maybe not quite as bad, but there's something almost, there's something weirdly distasteful about it. It's kind of the whole,
where's the outrage when it happens to a regular person?
Yeah. Would a tape like this ever surface, you know, on a local news thing, do you think, for just average Joe?
That's going to depend a lot on where in the country it is. You, like, know what I mean?
Like, the more we talk about it, the more I kind of want to see it to just know the outrage. Like, I don't want to see it, but I want to see it. Should we? Let me just see how easy it is to look up.
You say, should we, like, you don't, like, yeah, you aren't already planning on looking it
you
up. So even if I say no.
He has it pulled up here. See.
Like, I do not have it pulled up. I purposely didn't pull it up.
He's just pulling it up.
Oh, fuck you.
He's got it saved in the bookmarks there.
No, I'm just Googling right now. Okay. I Googled TMZ Tracy Morgan just because I knew that that's what the argument is against. The first one says Tracy Morgan crash video.
Yeah, of course.
And that's the first result, so it's obviously still up.
And of course it's on the TMZ website.
TMZ.
Sorry, my computer's being dumb. But okay, so wait a second. TMZ has obtained the video of the Tracy Morgan crash scene shot moments after the fatal accident and before EMTs arrived on the scene. The video shows clear panic as other motorists stop, get out of their cars, and try to figure out how to help. They pull one person out of the limo, but others are still inside. The man who shot the video tells us the person pulled from the limo is Tracy Morgan. He's laid on the concrete waiting for paramedics.
Yeah, we don't need to watch that.
I don't know that we do.
Because it's... So you're going to click on it anyway, asshole. This makes you just as bad as them.
I know.
I can't wait to watch it.
I need to know how bad it is for the sake of us literally criticizing the comedians or
does
not.
Does it really matter how bad it is?
No, it does and it doesn't.
It doesn't. And the reason it doesn't is because you're arguing whether it would be happening if it was not a celebrity. The answer is no. It wouldn't be happening if it was wasn't a celebrity. I mean, granted, something like this would still end up on YouTube, but it's not going to be You know what I mean? And I'm kind of glad that the internet is
revolting against it.
Yeah. Because you don't need to see it. Like, well, you're a goddamn ambulance chaser at this point. Like, it's, you know, it, I don't know.
Everybody turn to me. It's a mask, Eric. Oh my God. Oh my God, helping God, helping God.
That's what we'll do. We'll not watch it, we'll listen to the audio.
The ambulance takes so long to take home, right? Hey.
We're seriously not watching it in the studio as well.
No, we're not. There's no video going on. But
yes, because it's gonna. He needs air. He needs air.
I don't want to give another hit to these assholes, which is what we're doing. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to perpetuate.
Right.
The TMZ fucking society that we live in. That's bullshit.
No, I agree. And we all, and that's what I'm playing it to show that. I'm playing it to show that and to, and having this conversation because I fucking hate these assholes.
Yeah. But we, yeah, I know, but we just gave them money by clicking on their shit.
We did. Maybe. We did. I understand what you're saying. I completely get it.
So,
but by paying more attention to the fact that, yeah, this is fucked, man. You don't need to be doing this. Honestly, doesn't that help spread the word of these bastards being kind of evil? I mean, it.
Well, I think we could have done that without.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Without clicking on the link at
all. Okay, whatever. Yeah, but
I mean, ultimately, what it comes down to is that we live in a very voyeuristic society. Like, we live in a society that wants to watch. They don't want to interact. They want to watch.
Yeah.
Which is why the bogus reality TV is still what's on the fucking airwaves. Which is why shows and websites like TMZ or The Smoking Gun or whatever, you know. And even before that, why shows like... God damn it. What was the big...
Cops.
Well, no, like, I'm talking Cops. More like A Current Affair or...
Cheaters.
Inside Edition, like the...
Oh, yeah, there was like...
Cheaters.
Extra.
Extra. Extra.
Yeah.
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 Cheaters was kind better. I'm just saying.
I know what you're saying. As far as, like, those types of shows, they were a lot... tamer than what we've got now.
There have always been.
It's always been.
There have always been celebrity tabloid shows.
Extra was annoying too, though.
Extra, extra.
Well, that was the later days of Extra when it became, you know, when it was the first TMZ.
Yeah, yeah. I guess they were kind of the.
But then the
model
problem
for that,
and then the problem is you let idiot bloggers, like, fucking have a say in things. You know what I mean? Like, you let. You take somebody like Perez Hilton.
Yep.
Who is like, I'm like, you're a nobody.
You're a gay fat dude that just doesn't like people.
And exactly. And you turned being cunty into an art form.
He's a bitch.
You know what I mean? And that's exactly it. Is you've turned being a bitch into a viable profession.
Right.
And now people think that that's okay.
Yeah.
And there's that whole, like, dude, it's the whole media mentality, and everybody wants to be a celebrity, and everybody wants to be famous. You know what I mean? Even if it's just mild internet fame, even if it's just YouTube famous, everybody...
How, like, different are we then?
Well, I mean, we're doing...
In a way, we share it, you know?
Absolutely. The difference is... The difference between us and somebody like that is we're not... We're not attacking anybody personally except Juggalos.
Yeah, we've got a select few, but there's not many.
There's occasions.
We don't make it our goal every night to basically bash on somebody. And honestly, yeah, one thing we can say is that I think we're pretty fucking real.
Exactly.
You know, for as much as we're putting on a show, it's we're real people. I think, you know, I think the audience can tell that and so on. We'll move on from it. I don't want to completely tie up the show with that, but one of the serious things, like not so serious, but
I want so serious. That was pretty heavy for a second.
We need to get off that. Have any of you used Uber? You know what Uber is, right, Ty?
No. Yeah, I've Duncan? Seen.
Duncan, I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
Kelsey, no idea. It's an app that basically, it's a car sharing service.
Oh yes.
So you can be they employ people. You can get paid to do this if you have a car. I think it's 2004, and it has to be a certain like they have to check it out. Like it has to be a certain year and above, and it has to be a good decent car. And you can become a taxi driver through Uber, and you you can sign up for it. You can do that. And also you can use the service, and it's extremely cheap cabs of people that can just literally come pick you up and take you somewhere.
Yep.
and we just got it here in Orlando.
Huh.
It's been used in LA, New York, Chicago, a lot of the bigger cities for quite a while.
Are these like, do they also call them zip cars?
No.
It might have other names too, but I think Uber is the flagship app of it.
There's two big services. It's Uber and Lyft.
Lyft
is the other one. I think Lyft is the one in LA in particular, or as part of their brand.
I've seen like skits done where they get people picked up for this shit.
In Lyft though, one of the ways you know it's a Lyft car is they. It can be like any car. It could be a minivan. It could be a sedan that can just accommodate people, whatever. And you can select sort of like you can filter the, you know, what you need as far as a car to get you wherever you need to go and whatever. But with Lyft, they put a fake pink mustache on the front of your car. Like that's their just little gimmick that lets you know that that's the Lyft car. Okay. But the way it works is you have this app and you obviously it's location based, so it knows your location. All of the Uber drivers when they are, you know, certified to be Uber drivers, like and I guess they have some sort of insurance policy with it.
They'd have to
all this sort of stuff. But once you get that, you get like the Uber phone, and it is like an iPhone, but it's specialized to the company. They give it to you, and it's they use that, you know, certain things are locked out. It's tailor made. And you can, as the driver, apparently, you know, like your information's there. You get the calls, you get the bleep bleeps. It goes off. You click, okay, I'll go pick up Steve at, you know, apartment A on, you know, 17th Ave. I'll go grab him and take him, you know, over here. He's saying he needs a ride within 5 minutes. I'll go, you know, I'm right around the corner. I can just go grab him. He sees my information. There's a picture of me as the cab driver. You see his as the picture of the dude. You see the car. You see, you know what I mean? You know what you're getting when it gets there. It gets there. It picks you up. It takes you where you need to go.
Yeah.
And some of these guys are making like real professions out of this thing. It's kind of fascinating. Like, if I had a better car, I would do it as a part-time thing. Just because I
can't do it.
No, that would be great. Yeah, just Uber.
Hey, I'm here.
Your Uber ride shows up. It's time.
It's time. The fucking big blue truck.
Sucking like 8 cigarettes going.
Slam that door when you get in.
Yeah. Slam it. Here's the knob for the.
Was the headlight working or not? You're stopping to make sure they get out and tap on the headlight for me.
Sometimes it needs a little tap.
Yeah.
Every now and then.
Yeah.
It's been pretty good lately, but not as bright as it should be.
I can't knock it. I don't have a car that would be accepted by Uber either. The Battle Hatch would not meet the conditions. There's too many empty Gatorade bottles in here.
empty cigarette packs.
There's stuff just strewn across the floor.
Yeah, can my Uber say that I am a chain smoker?
Probably. I wonder if that might actually be one of the conditions you can put on a car, I bet. Like, if you're...
This is only a smoking car.
Yeah, this is a smoking car.
You non-smokers.
Like, you why just, not?
You could, or that might be part of their shtick is that they have, they only have non-smoking vehicles.
That could be it, too. They probably want that, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I'm assuming that they...
And if you're taking a cab ride, if you can't not smoke for the 15, 20 minutes ride, like...
Smoke. Right.
Come on, though. Like, exactly. Yeah, I want to smoke. I'm with you, Ty, but at the same time, like...
Wouldn't it be better if the smoking guy picks you up?
It would be cool. I could see that.
Yeah.
Why don't... There's a big argument, though, here in town because apparently, you know, Mears and a couple other companies have a real stronghold over, like,
they definitely
the theme
do.
Park business.
They
and,
have a stronghold
and
over all the
tourism stuff and, like, getting people to the airport and back and all that. Like, they're big in this town. So they're...
I've been over...
I've heard
Mears.
The taxi companies are fucking shitting bricks about
Oh,
Uber
yeah, absolutely.
It's started to put, you know... You know, a lot of the stuff out of business in other cities until Uber started working with them. Uber started, like, actually, you can get a cab through Uber. That Uber is, like, it's almost like sub-licensing in certain cities. Like, if you wanted, say, a limo or you wanted, you know, something more, a little classy, you can go through Uber in certain cities. Mm-hmm. And they actually use, you know, a service of their own to send, you know, that out, like somebody they've made a deal with, a taxi service.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty cool because at the end of the day, if you become like familiar with it, I think you can pretty much go to any city and the same app works, you know, anywhere. And you're you know, getting cheap ass cab rides, and apparently it's really, really cheap, and you pay up front, you don't tip in the car. Like, once the car, if you're there without a bag in the trunk or whatever, like, once you're there at destination, doom, done. Yeah. Transaction goes through, you get out of the car, you're done. Like, you don't like, you're done. Like, it's pretty much already paid.
Do you
for
pay with card? Do they have a little I think
I think they do have swipes, or you probably have a way to link it.
It's
you,
all done linked through the
app.
It's all done linked
so
through
your,
the app.
Your credit card
you
is linked to
the
app.
You can't even do it with a swipey in the car. Yeah, it's all linked through the app. That's the whole point of the Uber thing.
That's cool.
Yeah. No, I love the idea. I think it's going to spread, and I think it's just that whole notion of here I am getting in a car of somebody that's not a real cab driver. That's
right.
You know what I mean? Like a regular
dude. Now, but this
dude
bears the question is don't cab drivers have to be licensed? And don't they have to, like, they have to be regulated?
That's where the gray area
exactly,
is
with
that
this
people
whole
are
program
pissed about. But at the same time, there's some sort of bylaws of the way they're doing business that allows them.
Exactly. I think the driver actually takes a lot of the insurance responsibility upon themselves.
I don't think that's true.
I think it is. I think it is. I think it would have to. I think it would. I mean, I could be wrong.
I'm not sure.
But there are shady parts about it. And I know some people, like, I've heard reports in other cities where some people are taking it extremely serious. Like, that they have made it their jobs. Like, and you go into their back seat of their car and they have, like, mints and, like, bottled water if you'd like a bottle of water while you're in there. And, like, you know what I mean? Like, they're doing it like a concierge type service.
It's like any time I've been picked up in a fucking, like, in a town car. You know what I mean? Which has only happened a few times. I'm not Mr. Fancy Pants.
Done it,
but it has happened.
It's happened.
Did we talk last week about the world's most expensive cell phone? Did I bring this up to you?
No.
I might have to look it up.
Gold, right?
No. It's not. There is a company that specializes in making custom luxury cell phones. Hang on here. Just look up.
Yeah,
luxury.
Look it up. It's. I'm sure it's called like douche phone.
It is made for the upper echelon. I will tell
so
you.
So it's
that
got like Louis Vuitton skins on it and shit.
It's. I think the one I read about that it comes in a lot of different types of leathers. It's called the Vertu. The Vertu.
Here
Vertu.
Biggest douche in the universe.
Vertu.
They're every single one is handmade. The cheapest that you can get one, just guess. The cheapest model, base model, cheapest you can get. What do you think?
5,000.
More.
What? What, 10,000?
It's about 10,000, between $10,000 and $11,000. Every single
Fuck
one is
you.
Every single one is handmade.
Fuck you.
One of the things that is interesting about it is it comes with the concierge service. And only on this phone do you have this. Now, this phone is basically, it's got its like own network that piggybacks, I think, on another network or what have you.
Well, but yeah.
Like the plans themselves
are ridiculous.
Probably
fucking T-Mobile.
What the concierge is, though, there's a button for it, and it's, we've got Siri, you know?
Yeah.
You hit a button, you ask it a question, it gives you an answer. When you got one of these phones, you hit the button, there's a person there 24 hours, 7 days a week on the other end of the phone. You know, not always the same person, obviously.
I wonder how much that person gets paid.
But that person is there to answer every question, to basically be your own Google, to find you, to book you, like, book me this at this and this. And like,
so basically, what you're doing is you're hitting that button on your phone, going to a person. Ty hits his button on his super fancy douche phone, right?
Yeah.
Right. Goes to me. What do? I pick up my regular iPhone and I hit in. I'm like, yeah, what do you need?
Hey, fucker, I need to go to Amsterdam, but not for the weed thing. It's just to hang out with
Girl. But at the same time as a cannabis cup.
And
copy
also
that.
Also order flowers and chocolate nougat.
For when you get there?
Yes.
Copy that. And then what I do is I go to Siri and I say, Siri, I need you to book me 2 tickets to Amsterdam.
It's not going to book you 2 tickets to Amsterdam. It's going to send you probably to a site.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? It's the same goddamn thing. Like, you're doing it's a human Siri. Like, you're just, instead of hitting the button and talking to the machine.
Siri
and the machine
does it quicker, really.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, this is going to add... This is going to be more obnoxious and more of a pain in the ass.
But it's kind of cool. You just, like, shout at him. Be like, yo, I need this done. All right.
All right.
Rich people are already used to not doing shit for themselves, so this is just another way that they cannot do it.
Yep.
Exactly. Well, and
I don't care what it costs.
It's the finest of, you know, all the parts are the best, and it's got a crazy camera in it, and it's got all sorts of
2,000 megapixels.
Yeah, it's silly, and it's got specialized Bang & Olufsen audio and all this shit.
There's a subwoofer in it somehow.
Yeah,
it's got goldfish in the fucking battery compartment.
I will say it's a pretty looking phone. Trying to find some of the other cool features. Ah, dear. Jesus Christ. But no, you can get it in, like, gator skin, and you can get it in, like, snake skin leather, and, like...
I'm cool with that.
The most expensive one they do? $35,000.
A $35,000 cell phone?
For a phone. All right, we're back recording. That's awesome. The live. Sorry to anybody that will listen to this later, because the live stream is not going back up.
No, fuck
that. Fuck yourselves. We're almost at the end of the show.
Kiss my ass.
Teresa was kind enough to basically destroy the podcast and use the microwave. Not that it really.
She's hungry. You know, it's okay.
Don't you goddamn defend her. She used to sit in the room with her arms crossed while I do my show, because she cannot use the internet. She cannot use the power. We are using all the resources of the home
that is very
in this
true.
Room. That is unacceptable that she has the gall to think that she
the
can
gall.
Just
yeah.
fucking fire up a cup of soup in the microwave while I'm doing a show.
God forbid she would try and fucking nourish herself.
How dare
what a
that.
Whore.
It's upsetting.
Ah, God, though. It shut down all the computers. It fucking turned off all the equipment.
That one's coming back.
Everything in the room. Slowly. Yeah, I turned it back on, didn't I? Jesus Christ. I was talking about expensive cell phones, and this is what I'm dealing with.
Yeah.
Did anybody see the new...
Nope.
Well, the new plans for the NASA spaceship ship.
That is an artist rendition.
I know, it's
of
not
a
real fucking thing yet,
yeah.
But still.
Does it look like the Starship Enterprise?
It looks like the Starship.
It's called the Enterprise.
It's called the Enterprise. It looks fucking tits.
It doesn't look like the Enterprise.
No, it doesn't, but it has qualities of like that concept of a fucking spaceship,
it's
man.
It's pretty fucking dope, dude. Like
it looks like a goddamn spaceship.
I don't understand if they actually think they're massive. Mastering this technology right now, like I'm confused because they're talking about bending space and having it like,
yeah,
it would be a faster than light travel because
they're talking about
it's like a bubble that bends space. These two things, there's like circular parts that go around.
Here's what it is, Ty. I know what you're saying. Do they have this technology or not? Basically, they're like hinting at us that.
We're engineering.
We're on to something. They haven't got it yet, quite
obviously. Dude, if that shit happens, though, they were talking about numbers and, you know, we could get to Andromeda in like 4 hours or four
days.
That's
crazy.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Either one is crazy.
But
either one of those.
It's just
Andromeda,
like fucking
a galaxy away.
A galaxy away, dude.
Oh my God.
It's just amazing to think that we might even see. I think we'll be like,
we could be
if we
at
had
the beginning
kids
of the
their generation,
generation.
I think they'll
man.
See it. Like, I don't know if we will, but I think they will. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
if our age group, like
in
the
2100,
next generation, 2021, like,
yeah.
I think they're gonna be seeing some fucking cool shit, man. And
I want to be on that fucking spaceship, dude. I want to be, dude.
Well, we talked about it before. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, think about where we were in 1914.
Yeah.
Versus where we are in 2014.
Make it so, number two.
You know what I mean?
Number one.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right.
Versus where we'll be in 3,000.
100 years in comparison to, like, give it another.
Give it another 100 years.
See what the fuck's going
on
there.
We're all on this exponential curve.
We're
going to
see.
You know that pretty much everything we're doing is on an exponential curve at this point. Like,
yeah, and we're about to see the beginning of space tourism.
Yeah.
Like, that's something cool.
That's
like,
something
that's
we can definitely
right around
see.
The corner.
That's something we will definitely see.
It'll be expensive, and it'll still be expensive when we're old.
And only douchey assholes that we'll all hate will fucking be able to go.
Yeah,
we'll be super jealous, and we'll talk a bunch of shit because we just want to go.
I would love it more than anything else.
Dude,
you
don't
know?
Even know. I want to go to space.
You do.
I would love to.
I want
to
go
can
to
I?
Space.
Oh.
Go ahead. Do whatever you want to do.
No, it was
show.
Something at the
fuck.
Beginning of the show that our friend Ian actually mentioned the other day to me, and surprisingly is quite interesting.
A coherent thought?
Coherent thought. He,
God forbid.
He and our friend Travis were thinking about going on a skydiving trip and said, I kind of
do
piped
it.
Up and was like, hey, you know what? I've always thought about doing it.
Yeah.
Do it.
I it's definitely a bucket list thing that I want to do that check mark on, you know?
Yeah. I want to do it again. I did it once.
I was going to ask if any of you had. I didn't know
I've
that
bungee
you had.
Jumped. I haven't skydived.
I've not done any of that. I was going to see, like, I've not really done much crazy extreme shit like that, you know? Like, where did you bungee jump? Australia? Did you do the bridge?
No, I didn't do the bridge.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
that big
it's
one in Australia where it's the canyon.
It's New Zealand. It's the bridge over Auckland Harbour.
That
bridge.
Is the scariest shit in the world to me.
Yeah.
I feel like, did you do at least around the ankles head first or did you do pussy bungee jump?
Oh, it was pussy bungee jump. Because I was like 12.
So, yeah.
Shit.
Okay, that didn't really count then. I mean, you bungee jumped.
Counts.
The bungee didn't snap when you were a little fatty?
Like, surprisingly, I was concerned about that,
yeah,
but no,
yeah,
it didn't.
Yeah.
I was like, you're sure this can hold me?
Yeah.
They're like, you're fine, kid.
It's okay. Well, what about that big balloon below me? Like, was it one of those? Like,
yeah.
It had the big, like, yeah.
Yeah.
So it was probably, what, like a 200-foot drop?
Yeah.
Something like
it
that.
It was a long fucking climb up, I know that. A
lot of stairs.
Jesus Christ.
Sweaty.
A lot of stairs.
Sweaty. Yeah.
No,
and then there was a sign that says exit with an arrow pointing down. I'm like, oh.
I get it. They got jokes up here.
Fuckers are funny.
Yeah,
aren't you?
Fucking look at you. Fuckers are funny. But no, Ty, you've actually skydived.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I lucked out being in my business, being a camera guy slash everything. There was a ESPN show that we were shooting these guys that do like kind of a stunt parachuting. Like they'll jump out and
doing all the tricks in the air that sometimes go wrong.
Well, they'll do a lot of shit, but they won't pull their actual chute
until super late.
Super late. And then they swoop.
Yeah.
And they'll swoop into like an airplane hangar or something like that. And just like they'll pull their shit and just. Whoomp, and they go in perfectly because if they don't, they're fucking dead.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
They got those low performance parachutes too, right?
Yeah, like it's ones all that are specialty.
The ropes
shit.
Aren't that long between them and the actual thing, and they're really
it pops
they got the
out,
handles and
then
shwomp. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, man.
But it was cool. So we were shooting for maybe 3 days in Titusville.
Yeah, Titusville.
Titsville.
Titusville.
Yeah.
And it was a great place. I can't remember what the actual skydiving place is out there, but there's only one.
Probably Skydive Titusville.
It's something like that. It's, yeah. Yeah. But at the end of the show, they were like, well, if anybody wants to go, today's the day. You know, you guys can go. And there was, I have a video of it somewhere. I have no idea what happened to that. But because we had camera guys, you know, that would do the jump shooting shit. So they would go with us when we did our thing, but man, it was fun. You had to go tandem.
You have of course.
So yeah, you got a dude on your back.
You have to do a lot of jumps before you can do it solo.
Yeah, you can't go solo right away.
No, I know definitely. That. But I think they make you.
But you don't feel like anything is on your back when you're falling, you know,
from the fucking sky.
It's a beautiful view out there too, because you get an ocean, you see the whole space coast. You don't really see Orlando a lot. Well, it's way, way over there.
But. From what I hear too, it's like just the rushing, just everything. Like
I mean,
at first, until you,
it's a little loud. Yeah,
and then when you pull the chute, though, like it seems just like it. Everything just slows down, and it's just like, whoa, I'm floating.
Yeah,
I always wanted to go. Your glasses.
Well, I
had goggles.
You have goggles.
Put the goggles over your glasses.
But they fit over.
Yeah.
Because I was worried about that because I've always wanted to do it, but I'm like, I don't want to not see.
So you would do it too, then?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I'd have to take my teeth out. I think
that's a good point.
Well,
actually,
you don't want to open your mouth too much. I did try to yell at the camera guy. And
like,
no way they can hear you.
They make you sit through a course, right? There's a few hours
not
of like
really.
Some
for us, not really. There's
we
like
were on
pay
the
$100.
Right. But no, like
we got to go for free though. It was baller.
That's awesome though. No, seriously, but. But
I think normally
you do. If you just go to a place, they're going to make you sit through a 2-3 hour presentation, maybe, you know, talk you through it, show you what's up.
Yeah.
All that stuff. And then they obviously send you up with, you know, like you said, tandem with dude on your back and you strap in and all that. But I think in most cases, they let you pull the chute.
No,
I've heard that
they'll always pull. Sure, they're gonna pull it.
I've heard stories
because
like
they're the ones that's wearing the fucking
altimeter. Yeah,
yeah. The you know they know when to pull.
Right.
For me, I want a free fall as long as possible. I don't want you to pull that shit.
Until we absolutely
have
to.
It's still fun to like chill down for a little while, but dude, the free fall
that,
is where it's at. It feels like flying. It does. Like, you don't feel like you're falling. You just kind of feel like you're.
Whoa. I wish this could be up here forever.
I mean, the land is coming at you.
Pretty
sort of quickly, but not
as quick as you think. Yeah,
and I don't know if my jump was really crazy high or not. I feel like I was 20 or 30,000, something like that.
I think that's pretty high. I know Titusville, and I think the one that you've done, because Titusville is notorious for having, I think, one of the larger
higher jumps
that you can do in
I
the
feel
state
like
of
it
Florida.
Was higher than
I
normal.
Think it's. I think because I've heard 16, 18. You know. As being average height, like 20 is, I think
20 is what I think right away. I don't think we're 30 high, but we might've been higher than 20,000.
Right. That's cool though. It's something I would like to do. Let me ask you this. You know, as never doing it before,
and
other than
is,
like the mental preparation of what you're doing for it, what do you do and not do? I'm assuming you probably don't want to be hung over the next day. That would probably not be fun.
But, yeah, I was working, so I wasn't hungover.
Right.
I mean, I might have been a little bit, but not terribly hungover.
Yeah, Yeah. But no, you didn't do anything necessarily to like prepare yourself for it. You just kind of went and did it. Right?
No. I knew I wanted to do it. I was like, yeah. I was pumped that we got the chance to jump. I was definitely excited.
So you do it again as well?
Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah.
Maybe that's something we do as a Ono radio show experience.
We could.
The super mobile.
That would be
super mobile experience. Yeah.
The first podcast from fucking the skies.
You cannot talk in the sky. It's like there's no microphone or way to ever make that work. We would have to wear like actual like undersea bubble helmets.
Yeah, motorcycle helmets with the, you know, the thing.
The GoPros. Yeah,
we could make wireless connection up there.
We could do that as a local thing.
But
I'm telling
you. It would be so fucking hilarious to actually try to do that.
Well, I think considering our, you know, the fact that we're not live anymore, We've done a good show.
Yeah.
We've got plenty there.
It was good before your wife tried to murder it.
Yeah, seriously. We were fucking like on a roll. Like everything seemed like it was actually, you know, like working and, you know.
Nope. Can't have that.
Microwave says no.
No.
I'm going to ask her. I bet it was boiled peanuts. I bet she was cooking some boiled peanuts. She does that in the microwave all the time. She loves the boiled peanuts.
I do too.
Yeah.
She's from Georgia? What the fuck?
It's just a thing.
Sold them on the side of the highway?
The Cajun boiled peanuts. That's living in Polk County. That's what that'll do to you. That's some deep down redneck.
I've gotten boiled peanuts on the highway out there. 41 or whatever it was. I don't remember.
27?
Maybe 27.
We're going to end the show, I think.
You're a boob. Oh, fancy pants.
I think it's a good end.
Thank you, sir.
End song.
A song for all the lonely hearts.
It's been a good show, Duncan.
It has been a good show.
Ty.
Hey, man.
Kelsey. Lovely. It's been a pleasure having all of you in studio tonight. Miss Tom missed the phone calls. They must have all called while we were on break. I mean,
clearly.
Good to do another show, and we'll probably be back again next Thursday. I'm hoping.
Probably.
I think that'll more than
likely
be the
case. I do have to work,
but
hopefully.
Yeah. All right. Other than that, you need to check out our Facebook at facebook.com/YoNoRadioShow. What?
I didn't want to interrupt. I felt terrible.
Oh, sorry. No.
The Art Attack Snap Attack show is happening.
Yeah, absolutely.
Next Friday, man.
Next Friday at Snap Orlando.
Next Friday, the 20th.
Yep.
It's on my calendar. See? It's right there.
Motherfucking 20th. After the show, I guess, if we do it again.
So come to that. We're again at Art Attacks Online. I know they can find information about it. Go check it out. It's going to be, a great show. I'm going to be there. Duncan's going to be there.
Yep,
Ty's going to be there.
I'm excited.
Tom's going to be there.
Tom will be there.
Tom will not be there. Tom can't.
Tom will not be there.
That's right. Fucking off in Myrtle Beach.
We're all going to be missing Tom.
We're all going to be missing Tom.
We miss you, you fucker.
Check out our Twitter as well. At The Real
O-N-R-S.
What else do we have to promote? We did the stickers already. We did the donate. Do all that shit. Fucking go to onoradioshow.com, which is probably where you're finding this anyway. And, of course, our feed is available on iTunes. Fucking give us 5 stars on that shit.
Yeah.
Oh, and me and Duncan have a very, very special announcement to make next week, so make sure you stay tuned.